This is part two in our conversation with Mark Holmes, the director of the Bay Institute's Restoration Program and also a member of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture Management Board. In part one, Mark discussed the evolution of wetland restoration projects in the Bay Area, from small-scale projects to large ones. In this report, Mark fills us in on some of the details and benefits of these larger restorations and how the joint venture has contributed to making these projects happen, like the 700-acre tidal marsh restoration project at Hamilton Field, a former Army Air Base in Marin County. This is Your Wetlands.
An adjacent property to that that's pending is called Belle Marin Keys, waiting only on funding to proceed, and that's another 1,000 acres adjacent to the former Hamilton Army Airfield. In the South Bay, there are a number of projects that are actually underway by joint venture partners. One is Bear Island. Bear Island is actually a series of three islands that were former tidal marshes that were drained 100 years ago and are being restored now as we speak. The partners in that are the California Department of Fish and Game and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, two of the government members of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Other NGO partners are playing key roles in that as well, doing restoration. Save the Bay is doing vegetative restoration on the site. The San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory that's doing waterfowl counts and shorebird counts on the site as well. And then, of course, the large South Bay Salt Pond Complex restoration, and that's proceeding in phases. September 13th, there was a levee breach at the Eden Landing Complex in South Bay, 650-acre restoration just south of the approach to the San Mateo Bridge. They put 35 separate breaches in the dikes of the North Bay Salt Pond Complex, the former Napa River estuary that they completed in 2009, and that restoration is now over 5,000 acres. As soon as the restoration was cut and water was exchanging, birds, white pelicans, shorebirds flew in by the hundreds because there's this great exchange of nutrients at that point and they were going through feeding frenzies. It's something you see with pretty much every levee breach that occurs in any of the restorations, whether it's Bear Island or Hamilton Field or Belle Marin Keys or the South Bay Salt Pond Complex, Eden Landing, or the North Bay Salt Pond Complex. Immediately, this rich display of wildlife activity around the breach. That's followed in literally minutes, but harder to see, but they test this with seine nets and trawl nets. There'll be fish coming in and out of those breaches, invading the salt ponds that never existed in the salt ponds before, recognizing that, oh, we have 1,000 acres more habitat to feed in. They're searching for food. And because the tidal waters are exchanging, there are nutrients being exchanged, plankton being exchanged, invertebrates being exchanged, the invertebrates immediately start to populate what previously was the barren bottom of those salt ponds. The birds are back, the fish are back, and that's incredibly valuable habitat for species in the bay that are on the brink of extinction, literally. One of the really important goals that the joint venture had at the outset was to help coordinate the activities of multiple agencies and organizations that were working to do wetland restoration. In many cases, some of these wetland restoration project sponsors would have to get permits from the government agency that wanted the wetland restoration to proceed, but very time-consuming kind of stuff. There was no relationship established between the two organizations, and it just took a long time, much longer than it should. So one of the main goals of the joint venture was to facilitate and accelerate that coordination. We have monthly meetings of the Restoration Committee, quarterly meetings of all the partners in the joint venture on the management board. Well, then the people who are issuing the permits are sitting there with the people who are applying for them and talking about the projects literally years in advance of the permit application. So we have dramatically reduced the red tape and the amount of time that goes into making these projects happen. It's been a tremendous value, saving taxpayer money, but also in terms of accelerating the restoration of San Francisco Bay by literally years and in some cases decades over what it would have taken before.
That is Mark Holmes with the Bay Institute and a San Francisco Bay Joint Venture Management Board member. And as Mark explained, the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture has been instrumental in helping move Bay Area wetland restoration projects forward. In their 15-year history, the joint venture has completed over 140 projects, with another 160 underway. In our next program, we'll take a look back at the last 15 years of partnerships protecting wetlands for wildlife with Diane Ross Leach, Management Board Chair. and I hope you'll join us. Thank you for listening. I'm Jerry Kaye.